It's understandable that Iraqis want order and democracy now, and Americans want an end to almost daily attacks on GIs. But former wheat farmer Shwan Rashid says an early pullout of U.S. troops is just what the opposition wants. And Rashid says much of the opposition is sent from neighboring countries.
When we hear every day one person is killed and two persons are killed, and most of the people who are attacking those military tanks and military vehicles are not Iraqis. That's what they realized recently. That will bring us to the point that all the surrounded country are, I believe that the governments are supporting those terrorist groups to go and do that in Iraq because they're afraid. If Iraq continues to be a good example of democracy, it will affect them.
Rashid says a successful democracy in Iraq could be contagious, forcing the end to other monarchies. Mustafa al-Dubaki was a civilian engineer before he left Iraq. He helped build underground facilities ordered by Saddam Hussein. He doesn't think finding weapons of mass destruction is necessary.
We don't need to see some gallons of chemicals or this or that somewhere hiding underground or anywhere to get it as a proof. I think the proofs are the bodies buried alive, and all the evidence are there. Anybody can go and see and witness all that.
As long as Saddam Hussein ruled, Bahra Irfan says the country was doomed. She says their only hope was U.S.-British intervention.
That was a dream for everyone in Iraq. We appreciate that very much.
The group is lecturing at universities, asking for U.S. citizens to send aid to help Iraq rebuild. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.